had lunch with my hero, Tom Agar. He's one of Britain's star athletes in the Paralympic team, and he's got arms like oak trees. I can't get my two hands around his biceps, and his arm is longer than my leg. Now, before his accident a few years ago, Tom was a keen rugby player. Now, he's always in a wheelchair. But far more noticeable and far more important is that Tom is always smiling. The only time that smile almost left his face was when I was on the winning team that beat him at tennis. Now, Tom has never played tennis before, and he was in his wheelchair as he whizzed across the court. He fell over twice, but he still had a longer, higher reach than I had. "That's the first time anyone's beaten me at anything," said Tom, "since 2007. So I was quite pleased, rather chuffed. Anyway, he came for lunch on one of those rare, shorter training days for the Paralympics later this year. Now, Tom's day starts on the water in Caversham at 7:45, and after an hour and a half, he stops for breakfast. The breakfast is the size of a mountain, and then he trains till lunch, when he eats another mountain, and usually trains again in the afternoon. But today he'd finished early, and he'd still done three consecutive lengths of the course in race conditions. "Aren't you a bit knackered?" I said. "Well, you know, a little bit, but never let on," he says. "I'm training with a competitor who wants my place in Team GB. Thing is, I might be absolutely beat, but a bit of psychology does no harm." "What do you mean?" I say. "Well, I always let him know there's a little bit more left in the tank." Tom is a massive hero. He takes his physical condition as a given and just pushes to be the best he can. And here's the thing. I know what I'll be doing on Sunday, September the 2nd this year. I'll be cycling to Dorney Lake with my family and friends to cheer him on to gold in the finals of the men's single sculls. Tom Agar is the current Olympic and world champion, and he's going to come home with another gold medal on that day. Brilliant! No pressure, Tom.